We're middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Simin Shin Lamed Tes. We talk about many different specific halachas that apply on Shabbos. The middle of Siv Dalet, which we already mentioned that you can't judge, you can't get engaged. And now the Mechaber continues on page 372, Kuf Pei Vav Mabez. B'loi Chaltz, either just similar to Kedushin, get engaged, you can't do Chalitza. Which these are two procedures that are done with a sister-in-law, the husband died without any children. So chalitza is to refuse, and Yibam is to create that kinyan. Main kainzin, neither could you get married. Vilei mekdishin, neither could you sanctify something to hektish. Vilei marichin, you can't do an erech vow. Vilei machrimin, you can't do a cherim vow. Vilei mafrishin, trumas amaisis, you can't separate trumas amaisis. Vilei poid naben, you can't do a bit naben on Shabbos. Vilei megarshim, you can't get divorced on Shabbos. Elam kain, who gets shchimera? Unless it's a divorce document of a dying person, which this, the Ramah says the word is skifle alma, which the world is overwhelming him, and he is on his last moments. Regarding all these things, if they were done, shaygin and mezidin and mutin, whether by mistake or deliberate or an error, Masha asa also what is done is done. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Chaf. So he said other things you can't do in Shabbos are below chalitza. Why can't you do chalitza? Shem yichter shtar chalitza lachalutza, says Rashi, because you might write to come to write the document of the chalitza for the chalutza as evidence that she's allowed to get remarried. Which obviously you can't do on Shabbos. I feel like bayim mokum lechalitza, even to set a place for the chalitza, us is forbidden. Shloyeh nirakilu don b'Shabbos, that it shouldn't look like as if you're doing a court case on Shabbos, which is also forbidden, as we said on Amidah. Yochli bayim bleim matzah Shabbos, but you could establish on the night of matzah Shabbos the chalitza be a mission, that the chalitza should be on Sunday. The mishtar galuk is a great need. Yochli bayim afal bevein hashmashes be'er Shabbos, you could establish that even on twilight of Shabbos, Al Yemishim regarding Sunday, Yev Shabinyacha, Siv Pimagod, Neshla Abram, Siv Kotten Gimel, if it's not possible any other way. Siv Kotten Chof Aleph, but let me Yabim. Can't do Yibim either. Why? So the Mesh of the Yabim, but he said, this is you Yibim with her, Niknis Lelius Ishvel Chodaber. She's then acquired to be his wife for all halachas. Can you feel Mamash later like she married? That's like acquiring Kinyan Shabbos, as the Shara Tzimna Sutcha says, because even if as he's Mekadosha with Kesef, and then he's Miyachid with her when it's still daytime, according to everyone, that doesn't help a Yavama to be like his wife, because the primary marriage of the Yavama, Sidachrim, is the Bia. So therefore, he can't do that Bia on Shabbos. Boy, Morovis says, Mishburish, Amiyachdab Ksuba, we're afraid if we do Yibni, you might write a Ksuba, which is also obviously not what I write on Shabbos. Sivkan Chab Gimel, Chab Beis, Vein Kainzim. I know that is a kiddush ha'isma b'yom. Even if he did the kiddushin, he gave her the ring, let's say, from before Shabbos. Aslach nisim b'Shabbos l'chuppah. Now I bring her into the chuppah on Shabbos. The b'chuppah koin nisim l'cham advarma canal, because by the chuppah he acquires over many different halachas, as we mentioned, and you know, I'll do a kinyan on Shabbos. Siv katan chav gimel v'leim ha'kdish. Now that I sanctify shum double gavay anything to Hashem shayim that he says harid ha'kdish. This is ha'kdish. Shum l'kibin shum ha'kdish b'miras ha'chibes ha'kdish shins. He sanctifies with a statement, the object of Hakdush. With his words, he's removing the object from his domain to the domain of Hashem. It's similar to a transaction, which is forbidden on Shabbos. Which is not the case when you set a pledge money for the poor charity that's permitted. So when he says, it's upon me for Hakdush, this and this amount, meaning pledge. Kamakimut is also permitted because there's no transaction happening here. Ryan Lael, but Simon Shinvav, Mishapura, Sivkot and Chavzai. Regarding appropriate speech on Shabbos. Sivkot and Chavdal, Glimarichin. That is Shayim Erki Alai, that he says, my Erich vow is on me to Hektish, or Erich Polonia Alai, the Erich value of that person on me, that is Shanus and Hektish Kibishan, like the Torah says, that he gives to Hektish according to that guy's age. Again, that's also like a transaction. Sivkot and Chavfei, Glimarichin, you don't do a Cherim vow. Abu Behema or Shem Dabal Lekavai or anything to Hashem Shem that he says Harit Dabal is a Cherem. That was just a type of a Hektish that this is Cherem. But come in Tamanal and everything is from again the same reason like we said before. Masha Kaz Abulai Mefrishim Vechul and this that Machaber says and I'll separate Trumas and Isis should Dabal Mekam Akdash Isis and Perish Shabbos because that's similar to sanctifying those produce that he's separating which should not be Makdash or Shabbos. But in Morbashu Kamasak and Dabashin Mesuk it's like he's fixing something that's not remedied because Now you can go ahead and eat by separating Trumas and Maisa, like you're fixing something. Now, Vimava Ve'efesh, if he violates and he separates Trumas and Maisa on Shabbos, Vimazid lo yachal, if he did it deliberately, he's not allowed to eat the food, Ben lo ben lachem, whether for him or for someone else, Adma to Shabbos until after Shabbos, the time Knas because of the penalty, which the Sheretzin Ismendal brings us to Shabbos and other chayim, that's how it's written in the Rambam, not like the Magid Avraham, the Kapriz is halacha of Mevashel, which has a different halacha. However, according to the primary halacha, says, I don't know the reason of the Rambam, why is he make up mazid for the person himself on Matzah Shabbos? Because since he passes by Mevashel like Rabbi Yehuda, we don't find the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda should be mechalak by mazid between the Reis and the Rabbanon, said he already wrote the halacha in the beginning of the Mishnah Ches, like over there. However, regarding the halacha, says for sure, one does not have to be strange regarding this, because anyways, the Gevilna Gaon Paskins, even by Melacha, they rise like Rabbi Meir, and by the Rabbanon, for sure, one could be lenient. So for sure, over here. Our Kapanim says, Mishmuvim, how you b'shegig, if he did it by mistake, Murtafur le'miyadin, he's in Meretz Yisrael, and he's eating a meal, separate on Shabbos, by mistake, so then it would be permitting with the guy himself right away. Sivkan Chavav, that you cannot separate Trumas and Maisus, but then something is Challah. If someone baked and they forgot to separate challah, also we've been on Shabbos. But the Sharatzin, as Chabav says, that is even regarding the Eved. If they separated, it's like Truma, like we said in the previous Siv Katan, that says the Prima Gadon Mishpah says Zav, which Mishpah says, Ryan Levis and Mishpah Machal, Mishpah Siv Katan Dalad. What do you do in those type of situations when you need to separate challah? Siv Katan Chab Zayin, Bain, Paidin, you don't do Pinya Ben. That is a Philip Klish Shava Chamisha Slaim, even if you're not holding money, which obviously that would be a problem because not money's mukta, but even if you're holding a vessel that's worth 5 slaim and you give it to the kain, that's still forbidden in Shadam and Makamem because it's still similar to a transaction. Main limit, don't say, what do you mean? Eat Namo is like when we have Shabbos. Give the money to the kain before Shabbos. Yeah, Yem Shleshim Echab Shabbos, when the day 31 comes in on Shabbos, that's the time of the redemption. Yochel opinion, let the pinyon take effect. And then you could celebrate the Pinya Ben on Shabbos. No, you can't make the bracha. Because since the mitzvah on Erev Shabbos, when you're giving the money, didn't take effect. I could say he commanded us. But Shabbos, on the Shabbos, he cannot make the bracha. They're not doing anything. Therefore, if the Pinya Ben falls on Shabbos, Allah says we push it off till after Shabbos. And even if it finished before Shabbos, Chav Tes Yoim, B'yud Beis Shoyis, V'top Shin Tzadi Gimel, Chalok and 793 Chalokim from the hour, because Shashon Nechlekes, V'top Top Reish Pei Chalokim Kedua, as we know, but we say by the Moilad, that the hour is split into 1,080 parts, Shuh Cheshmin Shalkol Chaydish, that's really the calculation of every month. If you split up the year into 12 equal parts, so maybe if that you got to that number before Shabbos, maybe that's already time for the pinya ben. No, even so, if do don't do the pinya on Friday. Because when we talk about a month in the Torah, is a full 30 days. So there has to be after 30 days, day 31 at the time of the pinya. Since day 31 is on Shabbos, yitcha. You don't have the Shabbos get pushed off till after Shabbos. Sivkot and Chavchas, they megarshim. We don't do a divorce on Shabbos. So we get shenechtam kerem Shabbos, even if the get was written before Shabbos. Shem yovel iksiva, because again, it might come to some type of writing. Sivkot and Chavchas, unless it's a get of a shchimra. When the Ramah said, the skifle alma, that the world's overwhelming. Behind the sharitz legarshishta, he wants to divorce his wife. Kedishle tisaki gliyim, he doesn't want his wife to have to go through, because they didn't have any children, to get his brother lives in Australia. And I have to do Yibam, Yitzir Loi Lagarsh B'Shabbos. So they permitted for him to do the divorce on Shabbos, because they should drop the ideal of, because remember, the whole Issa is Drabbanon, that he doesn't get overwhelmed and Loi Yasser return if they don't do what he wants. But my Rabbi, in this two-month situation, blessed by Psalm Shemukhtam, there's no problem about predated, because Nechtav, I get my Shabbos, and the get was written from before Shabbos, and Nechtav is Manayim, it didn't say the date. And the Kasab Shemuz Ustam, it just says this week, this year. The kashrut b'kiyagam, that's kashrut in such a case. Which we have another some kafchom zayin, where if it was written from before Shabbos, then it would be predated because the get was not on Friday; it was on Shabbos. But if it was written that this shavua, that would be the case that it would be permitted. Sivkat and lamed, Mekula, Mekula, regarding all these things, if they were done, meaning Hakol Mavur B'Sev Zekla, it's going back on everything in this paragraph, Chutz Ma'afrash of Trumas Amais, except the separate Trumas Amais, the Bi'ar and Lel, which already explained previously, the Mefrishim Amais, that if you separate it deliberately, actually, Asim B'Bi'ar, it's been forbidden that day, regarding everything else, if it was done, Sevkat L'manav, Shaygi Mekulu, by mistake, deliberately or in error, what was done is done. Shaygi, who, what Shaygi, Kunshashachav, Shayim Shabbos, he forgot that today is Shabbos, and Shachashav, Shadam, Zemut Lassus, so he thought that this is permitted to be done. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 23. So he said that the reason why you're not allowed to do chalitza on Shabbos, you might come to write the shtar to the chalitza. Why didn't they say it's forbidden? Because of kosher matter. We know that when they do chalitza, they have to tie the shoe and untie the shoelaces. So B'Yashav explains in Masechtas Beya, that since this is not a kesher uman, it's not a professional knot, and untying a knot with no intention of retying it is not usher, only if it's a kesher uman, so you can't make chalitza forbidden because of that. Moreover, it's possible that we're talking about a sandal that was tied from before Shabbos. In such a situation, you could really do chalitza on Shabbos without violating the isra of kosher. Dish number 24. So he said that the reason why you can't do it is that it shouldn't look like you're doing it the entire on Shabbos. Even just to set a place for the chalitza. Another reason the Shulchan Aruch writes in Ibn Ezra, in the name of the Truman Sedeshin, is because since it's preparing the mitzvah, it looks like as if you're masakin and baina. The Chumash writes that there's a problem because of achana, then you're preparing from Shabbos to the weekday. Dish number 25, so he said that there's a problem of being makdish, because you're taking it out of your domain, and you're giving it to Hashem's domain. What's with regarding making something hefker on Shabbos, which are also going out of your domain. The machleik is Rishon Mechreinu. The B'Yashav holds that Latzarech Shabbos, for example, let's say this has happened a few times here, where someone had a kli that wasn't toivel. He had it for the Seder, he had his Becher. So you can rely on those, says Rabbi Yashav, that matter to make it hefker, so it's not yours, so you don't have to toivel it. Regarding those who say it's forbidden, Shlomo Zalman writes, it's not so clear, according to them, that hefker is considered like a hakno, like a transfer. And when you mafker something, it's like you're being maknit to the community, and therefore it should be forbidden because of mekhem emke. Rather, their primary reason is because even just removing an object from his domain is forbidden on Shabbos. Regarding actually acquiring something from hefker, Prima Gadam writes that since there's no acquirer and transfer, there's no kain makna, that's not considered, it's not a problem about mekhem emke. And he brings an agos to Rabbi Kivega, and he concludes that still tzarchin ladina. Shlomo Zalman holds that at least it's forbidden to acquire from hefker in a way that the ma'isa kinyan is recognizable to everyone. For example, let's say by lifting it up or something similar to that. Dish number 27. He said that regarding trumas and ma'isis, you can't separate because like being masak in it. Another reason, writes in Shuvah Zavdinez, but since you're separating the part from Hashem away from the part of the private persons, that's also boir. It's like selecting. Shuvah Levi writes that to take Meisr and Shabbos does not apply to the Halacha Makom Patish by Eichlin, because since you're not preparing the food to eating, you're just removing the Isser from it. Condition number 29. Shmura had said, the Mechaber had said, they not separate Trumas and Maisis. If someone has produce from before Shabbos, it doesn't have time to separate from them Trumas and Maisis, or he can't separate the challah from the dough, so what should you do? So Chaznish holds that you could stipulate from before Shabbos, you should say the Nusach of the Afrasha in a future tense. More than 1 out of 100, I'm going to end up separating, etc. But Shabbos, you should say the regular Nusach. And Shayna Lachas, he explains, that the Afrasha should take effect on Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos is only doing the condition to permit the Afrasha on Shabbos. And Yashiv instructs that if he has the regular Nusach of the Afrasha, he could say it on Erev Shabbos. Whatever I'm going to separate from Chal and Shabbos should be like the Nusach that's written in my mini. If he doesn't, he has it somewhere, he doesn't know where the Nusach is. So it should be like the Nusach that's written in my property. Now, if he says on Erev Shabbos the Nusach that helps, Shlomo Zalman writes that's enough that he should say on Shabbos that he wants to take effect the Afrasha now based on the Nusach that he said on before Shabbos. If someone has the custom to separate Trumas and Maisus, even from products that has a Hechsher, and he forgot to be Mafresh or to stipulate on the Afrasha from before Shabbos, Chazanesh instructed that since his meaning is only Chumra, he's allowed to be Mafresh from the Trumas and Maisus even on Shabbos.
Dish number 30, a woman that forgot to separate trumas and maizes from fruits, or she forgot to separate challah from the dough, Trumas is makabel Shabbos with halakas neiros. The Trumas Hartzvi writes that since she's separating trumas and maizes and challah from the mitzvahs that a woman is primarily responsible for, and in general, she's not makabel Shabbos before she fulfills them, it's considered as if she was makabel Shabbos erroneously, and she could still separate trumas and maizes and challah. Another Mishlam Zaman holds that only separating challah is the responsibility of the woman, but separate trumas and maizes, which has many complicated halachas, is logical that's not responsible only on the husband. He adds on, however, a woman that's not married, it's logical that even separating trumas and maizes is on her, like separating of challah. We're going to separate challah on Yom Tov, and the Mishnah writes later on Sim Tov and Zayin that if the obligation of separating challah takes effect on Yom Tov, depending on many achronim that are permitted to separate it, but if the chiyuv was already took effect from before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to separate that on Yom Tov. However, if the dough is from the grain of Chutz La'aretz, then you should leave over a little bit from the whole dough to separate after Yom Tov for the purpose of challah, or you should make a Yom Tov a new dough less than the measurement of chiyuv challah, and you combine it in one basket to the doughs that were there beforehand, and you separate from everything, from this dough on everything. Regarding someone that forgot to separate challah from the matzahs of the Leila Seder or from the challahs of the night of Yom Tov Sukkot, and they have no other one in that place, Prim Gonim writes that maybe it's permitted for him to separate challah and Yom Tov so that you don't lose the mitzvah that rest of eating matzah or of eating the first night in the Sukkot, and it concludes that Tzorach Iyan. Shlomo Zalman instructed that since the Prim Gonim remains with Tzorach Iyan, it's possible that it's better to separate with one's thought and not with speech, and also not to make a bracha, and at least that you're permitted to separate also for the purposes of eating that day. Challah from Chutz La'aretz, he instructed not to separate on Yom Tov, since there was a permitted way to eat and to leave over and to separate on Matzah Yom Tov. And regarding the hiddur of Matzah Shmura, that when you have other matzahs and not Mahudur, Shlomo Zalman holds that there's a doubt if you're not permitted to separate Challah and Yom Tov, or maybe it has a lach like a kima mitzvah chashuva that would override the Issa of Rasha and Yom Tov. Edition number 31 said that on Shabbos you can't make the bracha on the pinyan ben because he's not doing anything then. Just that he writes that there's a chasaron because of the bracha, and Shoyin Halachas he writes that sounds like that there's no iser to do that mitzvah the kinyan, since it's permitted to make a kinyan erev Shabbos with the intention that it takes effect on Shabbos. That's the Chaznish writes that the effect of the kinyan takes effect on Shabbos, not included in this Isser. The only problem here is the bracha. Dish number 32, a baby, the time of the pidyon is on Matzah Shabbos at a late hour, and the parents want to make the pidyon earlier by a few hours so that it could be berei bam with a lot of people. Tshuva Shavali writes not to do that, only after they pass from the time of the birth, 29 days and 12 hours and 793 chalakim. However, you don't have to wait till it passes from the time of the birth 30 complete days, 24-hour days.